Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. It's Mojo in the Morning Show. Phone number is 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548. That's the telephone number to get through to us. Okay, so I'm going to read off these stats, and you guys tell me what you think, because I don't know if you guys even have put a Christmas tree up yet this year, but we have a Christmas tree in our house, and it's undecorated, and it's been that way for 5 days, and Luke and I and Chelsea, to a certain extent, have no motivation to decorate it. Like, Chelsea's like, we're going to decorate it tonight, and we were like, oh, like, we didn't want to do it, but when do you decorate? This was a poll that was just recently taken. 55% say December 1st or the first week of December. 18% say late November or Thanksgiving week. 14% say early November. You guys are way too early. They say early November after Halloween. 13% say they do it for the 12 days of Christmas. And then 5% on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Why? At that point.
Right.
But they do it. They say, well, they do it as part of their tradition for the holidays.
My parents told me as kids that Santa Claus decorated the tree. So they would put up the artificial tree and leave it blank for like 2 months, undecorated. And it was the most gangly looking bad 30-year-old tree that they would shove back in a box, and it was missing branches, and they were broken, and it just looked horrible undecorated.
And that was their way of just not having to have it up the whole time because it was such a bad tree?
It was because they were procrastinators, and then on Christmas Eve, I'm trying to figure out how to delicately say this with the children listening. So my parents would have all their siblings and all their drunk friends come over Christmas Eve. They'd put us to bed super early so that Santa could come. And then Santa would decorate the tree and wrap gifts and do, and all I heard were a bunch of drunk Santa elves downstairs cursing at each other, making dirty jokes and just being obnoxious, dropping things. They were wasted. And Santa was doing all the work at 3 a.m. And then I would hear it as a cute little 5-year-old Spike. I would come down the stairs. I hear lots of noise. Get back upstairs or Santa's not coming. I'm like, okay. And the Irish whiskey hitting my face with the breath. And it was such an angry Christmas Eve. He was an angry elf. And there was nothing joyful about it because I figured out within a year or two what the magic of Christmas was all about because everybody was lit like the Christmas tree. In fact, they were lit long before the Christmas tree.
What are you doing for this year? Are you putting a Christmas tree up? I saw your little thing for your Jack Daniels stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Your tree's not up.
No. Last night, I finally came to the realization, I don't know if I'm going to do a Christmas tree this year.
What?
Come on.
You're still 3 weeks.
This is the first year in my entire life. I can't decide. So I'm going to leave it up to my girls because I don't know if my girls will find it depressing or if they won't care. But we always travel for the holidays. So we're gone for like a week before Christmas. We go visit their grandparents on the East Coast. So there's really only like 3 weeks to enjoy or less.
Spike.
Now it's 3 weeks
less.
It's
3 weeks though.
First off, can I give you advice? Honestly,
yeah.
This is friend advice. You don't leave it up to your daughters because they're gonna say, "No, let's don't put it up." You got to put it up. Mm-hmm. Your daughters have you know, and you guys have gone through some stuff with your family.
Yeah.
And I think your daughters are gonna want you to have the tree up as much for you as it is for them. Because they want to make sure that you're happy in your tree house. You know, your tree fort. They want to make sure that you're doing
it. I know, I was
doing
thinking
them.
That. It's just, what would make me happy is not putting up a tree.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Grinch, but it takes 2 full days to put up the damn tree. And Mojo, you don't put it up. You don't understand. Chelsea does such a beautiful job with the trees. It takes a whole
hell.
No, whole day to assemble, and then a whole day to put all the, because every ornament's in its own box.
You got to do it.
2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
2 hours.
I did mine in an hour and a half, and I did not only my tree, but my mantle, my staircase. No, you are being so dramatic about this. And you need to realize this is the first year you and you alone get to pick the theme for
the tree. No, I did last year. I was separated and in my own place, and I had a beautiful tree. Same tree.
But
then do it again.
Put on a Christmas movie, get out some Jack Daniels, and go to town with the
tree.
And
have your guy friends come over like your dad did.
I'm going to have to do it early tomorrow morning.
Oh my gosh. He's literally looking at his calendar on his computer right now.
Well, because today I have the Jack Daniels party tonight.
Do it when you get home.
Well, no, because then I'm going down to the Christmas village in Campus Martius at Cadillac Square.
You have more time in your life to do this.
Tomorrow's the Michigan game.
Yeah. Come on.
Do it during the Michigan game.
It's a night game. You have the entire day.
And do it during the game.
Yeah, I guess I could. I got to get some Christmas shopping in, too.
I'm telling you, you're making excuses. All the excuses that you're making right now, you could decorate the tree.
No, my excuses all stem from, like, I'm not sure if I want to put up for 2 weeks.
But it's
2 weeks and 2 days.
You know what? It's not.
Yes, first said 3 weeks, and now it's going down.
We're leaving in 2 weeks and 2 days.
He's like New Year's Eve. He's counting it down.
No, usually it would be 3 weeks from Thanksgiving till we leave.
But think of the magic that you will get to stare at for that 2 weeks and 2 days.
Tiffany, don't you think?
It would be magical if I give you my keys to my apartment and I come home and it's all done.
$40. I'll do it.
Tiffany, don't you think that Spike should put a tree up for himself and for his daughters?
You should. My parents never got the chance for 20 years to put up a Christmas tree.
Why is that?
We all work in healthcare, and when I turned 18, I worked in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband of a month just put up a Christmas tree, and he surprised me because I'm a nurse practitioner in the ICU, and it's been really hard, and I came home to a lit Christmas tree.
Oh, how did that feel for you?
Oh, I cried.
Yeah.
I cried. It's been so bad with COVID, and it was just the nicest thing. Yeah. So put up a Christmas tree. It's really nice.
That's nice. Nice story to hear. What's up, Lisa?
Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Spike, you are an elf, not a Scrooge. Okay?
Maybe I'm both.
depending on what you're drinking.
Yeah.
So, Michael's has a 7-foot pencil-thin pre-lit Christmas tree. Well, you can order
that's what
it.
I have. No, I already have a 7-foot penciled Christmas tree in a box in my living room where it's been for 2 weeks.
This is lazy.
Yes.
Lazy.
I know. I am lazy. I actually usually decorate before Thanksgiving because we have out-of-town guests come and I have visitors all that weekend, so I like to have it up for all the visitors. Now that all the visitors have come and gone and we didn't get a chance to put up, I'm like, do I bother for 2.5 weeks?
So don't you put a tree up for not for everybody else. You put it up for the spirit of you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that you should put it up.
I got all the other Christmas decorations up. I have wreaths and lights everywhere and I have little mini trees. I have a little live tree on a table. I have the Charlie Brown tree in my office.
Oh, God.
It's just the big one is such an undertaking.
Ollie, what do you think, Ollie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Hey, we love you too.
We love you too.
Spike, I love you, but you're being lazy. You're doing the same thing that I do. First, I don't want to do it. And then when everyone starts giving you ideas or giving you reasons why you should do it, you further are elaborating of why you shouldn't.
So, what's your point?
I'll leave you at this. I'm not even Christian, and I put up a Christmas tree. I'm a Muslim in Dearborn.
Look at this guy.
And, my little brothers and sisters love it. It's just the spirit of Christmas, really. Your daughters are going to tell you they don't care, but they do. They really do.
Yeah. Look at the guy. The guy puts up a damn Christmas tree. Will you put up
a
Christmas
tree? Don't say damn Christmas tree. It's the birth of our Lord and Savior.
Danae?
Yes, hi.
Christmas tree doesn't work.
Hi, Danae.
I'm with Spike. I hate decorating for the holidays. I hate putting up a Christmas tree. It doesn't bring me joy. It brings me frustration and aggravation.
I don't hate it. I usually love it, especially the day it was snowing. I really wanted to do it, but...
What'd you do instead that day?
Sat on the couch.
I always put up a Christmas tree.
Looking at Instagram.
For my kids.
Yeah. Danae.
No, I was at the Michigan game.
You and Spike need to have the spirit of the season. We need to get you into that. Maybe.
I am such a Grinch when it comes to decorating. I'll put up the tree, but I'm not putting a single bulb on it. I'm not putting a single tinsel piece on it.
He's
I will
a deviant little bitch.
You know what the part of the problem is? I am so OCD. I have such a particular... You guys know this. It takes me so long because I have to fluff every branch. Everything has to look perfect.
Yes. Oh my gosh, and the bulbs have to be the right distance apart.
Yes.
I have to walk away when the kids are doing
seriously.
It. Like, those are too close. You have
okay.
two blues next
See,
to each
these
other.
Are more
That's
excuses.
Exactly what I do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I do. I look at it, I go, well, I can't, those two can't be too close together. They're the same bulb.
You know
they
what, have you, to you, know what you are? You are to Christmas trees what I am with diets.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.